Today's verse is James 3:13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by their good life, by their deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. All of us want to be wise and understanding. The more wise we are, the better we can make decisions. The more understanding we have, the better we can help our family, our employees, and our customers. So how exactly can we become wise? In James chapter 3, we see a layout of what it takes to be wise. The first part of the chapter talks about controlling what we say. We praise God and curse humans with the same tongue. Which one do you think our tongue was created for? Of course, it's for praising God. Then James talks about two kinds of wisdom. One wisdom has all the right things to say, but deep down it is covering envy, bitterness, and selfish ambition. There's nothing wrong with ambition or wanting to do better, but forgiveness is the first step to becoming wise. You must first accept God's forgiveness, then forgive those who have wronged you. If you hold on to bitterness, you're not hurting other people. You're hurting yourself. If you understand bitterness and holding grudges is like holding a burning coal in your hand, you would readily let go to relieve the pain and avoid further scarring. James ends the chapter by giving us a checklist for heavenly wisdom, found in verses 17 and 18. Ask yourself the following questions and see if you're wise. Number one, are your actions and motives pure? Are you peace-loving or do you look for a fight? Are you considerate of others? Are you willing to listen to other people? Are you able to see things from another person's perspective? Are you maturing spiritually and discipling others? Do you play favorites? Do you really, sincerely care about others? We often don't realize how important wisdom is for running our business and being a Christian in today's world. The world wants to hate us. They don't really understand us. Yet what do we do to show them that we understand them? What do we do to be the bridge that someone can walk across to get to know our Jesus? When we act in humility rather than on a high horse of religion, the world will notice. When we show a good life rather than judging the lives of unbelievers, we are showing God's love. Live a good life and do good deeds. Wisdom will follow and your faith will flourish. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. James 3:13. Thanks for listening to the Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.